Hi, everybody. Jordan here, and it is Monday night, the 14th of December, and the holidays are upon us. As I mentioned earlier on the call tonight, we've got literally hundreds of thousands of cards going out a day right now. A far cry from when I joined the company a few years ago. We had about 200 a day, and as I mentioned in one of the emails that went out, our biggest day so far has been, I think, 253,000 cards, and I think we could hit a 500,000 cards today. Pretty exciting. I sent out a few hundred, actually, earlier today. I plan on sending 6,000 cards out, so I'm sending them out in waves throughout the course of the week. And it's fun to do. Got a little creative and fun with the cards, and we're going to get things rolling here shortly. Before we start, I just want to say, you know, have you ever noticed that when you go to the mall during the holidays, the lines are just a little longer and you have to wait? And, in fact, you know, being in a rush during Christmas time and the holidays, the shopping is, it's almost futile to be in a rush. Rushing seems impossible because everything just seems to move slower. Traffic moves slower. Checkout lines move slower. And even waiting for a bathroom seems to take forever. Hold times when calling retail establishments are always longer, and the closer that we get to Christmas, the faster things are moving and the more we have to wait. And guess what? Our website is the same. The other night I went to book some flights on Southwest Airlines, and it took me an hour to book two flights. I kept having to wait. I'd click, and I'd wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and nothing would happen. I'd hit my back button, and then I'd get an error message, and I kept getting error messages, and do you know why? Because there's lots of other people doing the same thing, and we're no different. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, I sent out about 600 cards today, and over the next 3 days, I plan on sending out about 5,500 more cards. And sometimes when I hit send, the cards get sent in a split second, and sometimes it takes a couple minutes. And just like everything else having to do with the holidays, there are times where I have to be kind of patient and wait for the lines to get a little shorter, metaphorically. So everyone's working hard to get the job done. Please be patient with our customer support. They're working very, very hard right now, around the clock, and they want to do a great job. And there'll be times this week that I'll get on the send out card site and the lines will be long. And there'll be other times when I won't need to wait at all. In fact, I can hit my back button and sometimes hit send and it goes right through, and other times I hit send and it takes 30 seconds. So as we get through Christmas, things are going to slow down a little bit, but you know, think about the challenge that corporate undergoes each year, because on a typical week, right now, on a typical week, we do about 50,000 cards per day. But for 2 weeks of the year, and we happen to be right smack in the center of them right now, for 2 weeks of the year, we need to be prepared, the company, Sendout Cards, needs to be prepared to process and print 250,000 to 500,000 cards per day. So typically, we're doing 50,000 cards per day. And during the holidays, for about a two-week period, the company needs to be prepared to process and print 250,000 to 500,000 cards per day. That means temporarily having the equipment, the bandwidth, and the staff to get this all done. It's not an easy task. It's very complicated. And, you know, I have tons of respect and appreciation for the people, the smart people that put this all together and make it work. And it's going really, really smooth. Now, one of the things that I found is that the more I give without an expectation to get something in return, the more abundant my life seems to be in all areas. So that's kind of our topic for tonight. If you have no money, you can give of your time. My mother spent 40 years soliciting volunteers for the blood programs, and she was responsible for saving over 100,000 lives. And my mom never had much money, but she saved over 100,000 lives and received awards all over the United States for it. She was showered with appreciation and love throughout the course of her entire life, but she didn't do it for the appreciation. You know, as I grew up, I'd watch her spend many uncompensated hours in our home on the phone looking for volunteers to give blood throughout the Midwest. She organized blood drives and spoke about how giving blood will save lives, and her legacy lives on in the lives that she saved through her life's work. I got a great request, or I guess it was a request. It was an email from my good friend Beyond Wynn from Cleveland, Ohio. Many of you know Beyond. He said, "Jordan, this year I had one of the most amazing experiences anyone can ever have. I had the opportunity to speak at the Juvenile Detention Center in Cleveland, Ohio to a group of very receptive young men. His story, I heard Beyond's story. He told it to me personally, and it just moved me. I mean, I wish you could hear. In fact, one of these days soon, we'll have to have Beyond on the call and have him tell the story. He said it was awesome indeed. Unfortunately, it's very rare that these young men have someone come in from the outside that can come in and speak to them and really make a difference in their lives. So I've got an idea. And Beyond said, by Christmas of this year, I want to raise 200 books to give them. The book that I want to give them is Robert Kiyosaki's bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Can you imagine what that could do to someone's life? Once we've raised the books, I'm going to hand-deliver them to the young men. Your contribution is greatly appreciated, and you will be helping to make a huge difference in someone's life. And then he sent me a link that I could go to Amazon along with an address, and I mailed him a bunch of books. I purchased a bunch of books, and I'm going to send you guys the link in case you want to buy a book or two as a holiday gift for a young man in prison that might help to change his life. So I'm going to forward that out along with Beyond's address, if that's okay, Beyond, and then see if we can get a few more books. I sent Beyond 60 books, 60 Rich Dad, Poor Dad books. And if you haven't read that book, I recommend it. You can believe you can send it to yourself through the send-out card system. I'm not sure about that, but I'll send that link out. Also, man, a very incredible lady we met in Florida. I met Getrude Matche through Kathy Powell, who's one of our executives from Washington. And Getrude is using sock boxes to raise $1 million to help orphan children in Africa. And many of these children have AIDS. More have AIDS than not. And I donated some money to her cause this week, and I recommend that you take a look at it and donate if you feel inspired to do so. Getrude lives in New Zealand, but many of her relatives are in Africa, and I'm gonna send a YouTube video out that'll just make you cry when you watch it. I'm gonna send that around with the summary email from tonight's call. I want to talk briefly about stay-at-home moms. I got a great email from a guy named Rob. I don't have Rob's last name here handy, but he sent me an email with some ideas. Last week I talked about stay-at-home moms being one of our strongest and biggest markets and one of the greatest opportunities we have. And a few weeks ago, I talked about that, and then Rob sent me a website, and there's a section on the website that's about places to meet other moms. And so he put that in the website, and I'm just going to read to you some of the places to meet moms. If you're wondering where can you meet moms to introduce send-out cards. Best places to meet other moms: Babies R Us, classes, dance class, daycare, the doctor, the pediatrician, Facebook, field trip, football game, grocery store, gym, gymboree, hospital, internet, library, little gym, local playground, mall walkers. There's actually meetup groups, www.meetup.com, many places to meet moms, and there's mall walker groups where you can meet moms. Mocha Moms, Moms and Me, class, Moms Club or group. There's actually a website, www.momslikeme.com, My Gym, Nail Salon, Online Forums, Panera Bread, Park, Play Cafe, Play Groups, Preschool, Rec Center, School, School PTA, PTO, Supermarket, Soccer Games, Starbucks, Toys R Us, YMCA. Here's another website, www.thebump.com. I'll send these all around. But you know what? You start thinking about all these things, and all of a sudden you see a whole new world open up for yourself in terms of different people that you might know and opportunities to meet new people. So tonight we're going to talk about giving in your network. You know, I think when I first got excited about send-out cards, I saw a way that I could give something of value to those that I meet each day and every day. In fact, I was overwhelmed with the amount of giving there was to do, and there really wasn't enough hours in the day to accomplish it. Today, same thing. 5 years later, I still don't have enough hours in the day to accomplish all that I need to accomplish once I decided to use send-out cards. And I know that some of you have had the same experience. You saw send-out cards, and again, it's like a world opened up, and there's not enough time in the day to send out all the cards that you want to send out. Now, when it's about you, it seems that there's limited resources, but when you make it about other people, it seems that our job is just never done. There's so many people in the world that can use a kind word or an expression of appreciation, and it always baffles me how some distributors will tell me that they aren't getting great results, and then I'll look, and they'll have 1,000 points sitting in their account, literally. Now, think about it this way. Your points are your workers. Get them out of your account and into the hands of others in the form of cards and gifts. Be generous, and you'll be well cared for by those around you. Just like my mom, she was so generous in her life, and she was so well cared for with appreciation and love by all the people around her, but that's not why she did it. The other day, a friend of mine from Texas sent me a box of 20 brownies with a card. Now, he signed up 2 years ago, and I've been sending him cards, but I haven't heard from him 2 years, and this is the very first card I ever received from this guy. He signed up 2 years ago. And then I got a call from him saying that he's ready to go. This was he signed up a couple years ago. He's a basketball coach. I took the brownies, the 20 brownies to Florida, because I really didn't have much of a need for 20 brownies myself. And I took them to Florida, and I had everybody stand up at that event that had signed up for SOC in the past month, and I tossed each one of them a brownie. So what do you have that you can give away that will make someone else's day just a little bit better? The greatest gift that you can give someone is the gift of allowing them to send a card to someone they love. You can make it even better and allow them to send a gift to someone that they care about right from their own gift account. Cody says, find out who you are and then give yourself away. There's never limitations on the opportunities to give yourself away. Now let's talk about your network, because tonight's call is giving in your network. Not a week goes by that I don't hear that the Arizona network, in other words, the people in Arizona, the people are worked over with send-out cards. Because, you know, I started in Arizona 5 years ago, and I spend a lot of time on the road now. I still am in Arizona. I'm not doing too many networking groups in Arizona. I'm in Chicago a little bit, and I travel a lot. I still have, you know, my little places in Arizona, and so I'm here a little bit. But most of the reps that I'm signing up aren't in Arizona. But I hear all the time that the Arizona network is worked over, and the opportunity here is far less than in other places. And the only thing I have to say to that is, wow, let me give you some things to think about. Are you giving to give, or are you giving to get? The opportunity is better in Arizona today than it was 5 years ago for so many reasons. And I'm just going to give you a few of those reasons. Number one, first of all, even in the most heavily populated send out cards populations, there will even, I'm talking in, if you go into a networking group where you know, there have been send out cards people there, there'll be less than 3 out of 10 people using send out cards in that group. And that means 7 out of 10 are not using send out cards. Most of the 7 out of 10 can become real fans of send out cards, but most have never sent a card. And I can't even tell you how many people weren't interested when I talked to them about send out cards. And then after having them send a card, they flipped out and they had to have it. Any good well-trained send-out cards distributor could go into a networking group where 3 out of 10 people are involved in send-out cards and sign up 3 or 4 more people in each group. And there's so many opportunities like that. The second thing is, how many people have become business owners in the past 5 years? Hundreds of thousands? Millions? How many have become stay-at-home moms in the past 5 years? Millions? There are people that know nothing about send-out cards. And do you see that if you go into a group where there's a few users of send-out cards that use it and love it, they're going to give you really strong testimonials, and that just makes it easier for you to sign up the others. Do you see that if you believe something won't work for you, and then you won't take action and it doesn't work? Jim Packard is a perfect example. His personal activity in Arizona is still off the charts because he knows that there are tens of thousands of people that haven't heard about send-out cards right here in Arizona. He finds them and he shows it to them by having them send a card. The third thing is, did you know that 5 million people turn 19 each year? That means that 25 million have turned 19 since I started with the company back in 2005. Now think about this. 5 million people turn 19 each year. 25 million people have turned 19, and we still have less than 100,000 distributors in all of send-out cards. What an opportunity that is. 25 million people in the last 5 years that just turned 19, and we still have less than 100,000 distributors. Here's a fourth one. Last night, I was in a popular crowded restaurant with Bob and Betty Ann Golden and a couple of other friends in Scottsdale, Arizona. Megan was there. And we were in this popular restaurant right in Scottsdale at the Fashion Square Mall. And Bob and Betty Ann are send out cards 2009 distributors of the year. Every every working distributor in send-out cards knows who Bob and Betty Ann are. I'm the number one guy with send-out cards, and we're in this restaurant for almost 2 hours, and not one person came over because they recognized us. There had to be 400 people in the restaurant, and most of them were the right age to be interested in send-out cards, and none of them recognized us. What does that tell you? That's just one restaurant out of thousands of restaurants in Arizona, and supposedly Arizona's the most worked-over state that there is, right? It's all about your beliefs. Your beliefs will keep you from taking action, or they'll set you in motion. For many people in send-out cards, checks have doubled since before the convention, and for others, it seems that there's no money to be made. It's not the company, the products, or the comp plan. It has to do with you and your beliefs. Now, let's take this back to our topic for tonight. What can you do to give to all these people that haven't heard of us? It's not about getting them in. It's about giving to them in a way that they really feel appreciated. So in the context of networking, I look for ways that I can edify the people that I meet in the eyes of their peers. For example, Martin did some great work for me up at my home in Jerome, and he fixed up my deck and added some things. And I took before and after pictures of Martin standing on the deck, and I sent the photos along with a testimonial card to all the other members of our networking group. So in other words, I took before and after pictures of Martin, the work he did on my deck, and I sent Martin a thank you card, of course, but I also sent a card with the before and after pictures praising Martin to the other members of our group. And Martin loved me for it because it helped edify him and lift him up. And it was also a great way to show off our service send-out cards, and it resulted in five more send-out cards users, even though that's not why I sent it in. So don't forget to check out I just wanted to say that, and then, you know, think about all these people. The best way that you can give to these people that have not heard of send out cards is to offer them an opportunity to send a card or send a gift to someone they care about. And in my opinion, it's a sin to have points sitting in your account. I know most of you that are on this call, you're the ones sending out the cards. It's the people that aren't on the call that really need to hear it, right? But you know, maybe there's a few and that I can put a little fire under you to get out and get those cards out, because those are your workers. Your points are your workers. Your cards and your gifts are your workers, and you want to use those to really appreciate people and love people and express gratitude and all those kinds of things. And it truly is that you get back what you send out. When you send out positive every day, you get back positive. And so when I'm having – I send out positive every day, but when I'm having an extra tough day, then I'm going to get on my computer and I'm going to send out more cards. I'm going to celebrate people's lives with words, with the written word, and with pictures and gifts. And so that's what we do. So we're going to be having one more call before the Christmas holiday. Remember, be patient when you hit send. The lines are long, not just with send out cards, but with all companies that serve the holidays. And this has been a record one for send out cards. So God bless. Have a great week. I do want to say a couple things before we wrap up the call. Don't forget to check the Super Saturday site. I know there's a bunch of new cities for January, but check out www.soc, which stands for send out cards, socsupersaturdays.com, www.socsupersaturdays.com. Got a little recognition for you as well. Ted Bruce now has 300 distributors in his group. Pam and Rodney Palmer, hey, Pam and Rodney, 400 new distributors in their group. Christine Eisenman, 700 distributors. We've got some brand new managers, Sherry Murphy. Jay Wallace, my good friend from back east, is a brand new manager, soon to be senior manager. Ann Long, Stacy Ryan, Beth and Orlando Hevian, David Phelps Sr., and Kathy Biggs. And then we've got some brand new senior managers as well, Celine Egan, Dino Cenzo, Terry and Will Anderson, Kim and Buff White, Dia Bartlett, and then we've got a couple of, and you know what, we've got a few more senior managers that I don't have on the list. I'll announce you guys next week. I apologize. We've got a couple of Rolodex Award recipients. Kevin Wood and Amy Thornton did 100 gift account walkthroughs, and you can go to the Cool Buzz website to learn more specifics on the Rolodex Award and how to earn that. You just do 100 gift account walkthroughs, and that's going to result in some pretty good activity in your group, and you're also going to get a nice little Rolodex pin from me. So I want to thank you guys for being on the call, and I'm going to open the call and give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I want to thank you for being with us tonight. On the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and good night, everybody. I'm going to try it one more time. One, two, and
St. Pete, Florida.